Exclusive, Tea Party Patriots Publish Fight CRT Toolkit, Educate, Not Indoctrinate Our Children. By Penny Starr on July 20, 2021. The Tea Party Patriots are pitching in on the fight against the left's attempt to embed critical race theory into American schools by publishing a toolkit to help people understand the issue and its threat and to arm them with practical how-to guidance. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder and national coordinator for the Tea Party Patriots, told Breitbart News that her organization decided to fill a need in the battle against CRT. "I knew I wasn't the only one who wants to understand this like a lot of other people, and that we needed to put something together so that parents and other activists who are trying to take on this issue on can do so in an informed way and in a way where they can really dig in and make a difference," Martin said. The toolkit overview says, in part, "Critical race theory claims to have noble goals, but is really all about power. What policy prescriptions it puts forward, like defunding the police or disrupting the nuclear family, harm the very communities it claims to be helping. Like Marxism, CRT's true believers seek revolution. They want to transform America politically. Stoking racial tensions is merely a means to that end. CRT promotes the hyper-racialization of society. It promotes racial stereotypes and teaches that the way people think and act is tied to their skin color. This is called race essentialism. It sows hatred and division and resentment across racial groups. It undermines the legal principles which make America the greatest country on earth. It advocates policies that absolutely harm minority communities. And it shuts down any debate on issues of race, claiming debate itself is further evidence of white supremacy. In short, it is the antithesis of everything the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence represented, and the civil rights movement fought to achieve, and it must be stopped." The toolkit includes directions on contacting local and federal lawmakers, writing letters to the editor for local media, staging flag-waving events, and taking part in local school board meetings. The toolkit also links to the research done on CRT by respected experts, including Christopher Ruffo, James Lindsay, Carol Swain, and Heritage Action. Martin said while the left's efforts to advance CRT aren't new, it seems the aggressive promotion of it are connected to the 2019 New York Times Magazine launch of its 1619 project that sought to rewrite history with the United States as a country founded on and purposed to advance slavery. She also said the coronavirus pandemic played a role as parents were forced to take part daily in their children's education and discovered what they may have missed in their formerly busy lives. "I think the reason that it has resonated with so many people is because we wanted our kids back in school," Martin said. "We saw our children were suffering, and that the government was harming our children. It's been difficult on their mental health and it's been difficult on their education," Martin said. "And parents also discovered the shortcomings of how their children were being taught in general. We want and we expect more from the school system," Martin said. Yet Martin is optimistic that the battle against CRT can be won. "I think it is possible to push back against this," Martin told Breitbart News. "The reason that I'm so optimistic is that there's such an outcry from Americans across this country. We want our children to be educated and not indoctrinated," Martin said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.